Blog Talk Radio.
Got a letter this morning.
Another episode of Working with the Spirit with Papa Lou. As always, I'm your host, Papa Lou, broadcasting live from the deep south down here in Georgia. And joining me is my friend, my co-host, my partner in crime, mostly figurative, sometimes literal, Dr. Lazarus Corbeau. Lazarus, you on?
I'm here.
All right. There we go. And Lazarus, you know, you already know, but, you know, we got a few listeners out there that did not get the memo. But joining us on the front porch this week, and hopefully many weeks after, is the lovely Lady Amora. Amora, are you on?
Yes, I am. How y'all doing?
All right. Doing we
good.
Are doing good. And you know what? And that was a pretty good y'all.
I'm a regular down south.
All right. All right, folks, now, Ms. Amora is, you know, and, you know, I like to refer to her as an internet celebrity, even though she kind of downplays that a bit, all right? You know, I kind of picked her up. She was a number one draft pick. I picked her up during a moment of free agency. You know, she was floating around out there, and I had to snatch her up and bring her onto the porch. Well, the stoop. Lazarus, you on the stoop or the porch?
I'm on the stoop.
Gotta love the stoop. That's where you get all your good thoughts.
I think I'll be on. I'm on the porch today. I think I'm on the porch.
I hide on
the
stoop so nobody comes and bothers me.
But yeah, so we snatched her up. We thought we'd bring her on board here to our little conjuration Southern family here. You know, especially for this show. Because people, you know, we are, as a lot of you know, we are going to be talking about love, exciting and new this episode. And you can't talk about love and you only have two fellas on the line. You got to have a lady's perspective. So she's going to be talking about love conjuring, love root working from the women's perspective. So ladies, you might want to grab your pen because y'all going to be getting some good stuff. But anyway, Ms. Amora, you mind telling our listeners a little bit about yourself, who you are, where you come from, all that good stuff?
All right. Well, I am actually currently down south in Texas right now. I know it does say that it's Louisiana, but I kind of go back and forth, so I am a gypsy drafter. But originally, I grew up on the I'm a bloodline witch, so it is in my bloodline on both sides of my family. I'm also a Cherokee shaman as well. And I also just started Inc. I still consider myself, because you said celebrity, but I consider myself a baby in Conjure, because I make great people. I mean, I am just so excited to be on this porch with both of y'all. It's just like I am in awe of both of y'all. So I was thoroughly just so in awe of being invited just to be in here. So I feel like I'm a baby, because I learned from y'all, and y'all are just like the top dogs. So I am so appreciative. But I learn from people, wonderful people coming on the internet and in a group. As you know, I am also in Voodoo Place, which is a pretty good size group that I do with a couple of other gentlemen that I have in that room. And we pretty much just kind of rock that area. But I don't consider myself a celebrity. I'm very humble, and I love everybody that I come across. So that's pretty much it. That's just me.
Now, y'all, when she says Voodoo Place is a pretty good-sized group, let me tell you, that group has 13,000 members in it.
Mm-hmm.
13,000. When we're talking about the Facebook, where you're lucky if you got a group with a couple of hundred people in it. And they're a pretty raucous crowd. You know, I've shown my face in there a couple of times, and y'all get some pretty heated discussions. But when Miss Amora steps up, people kind of quiet down a little bit. You got kind of that calming influence. And I thought it'd be good to bring you on the stoop, because me and Lazarus can get kind of heated sometimes. So we kind of needed somebody to even us out just a wee bit. So glad to have you aboard. And I see we got a couple of callers on the line already. You know, I figured this topic would be something that the people would be interested in, because I don't know about y'all two, but I think people are trying to get like a head start on getting a boo for the Christmas gift. Because I'm getting a lot of requests. I'm getting a lot of requests for the love work already. And I'm like, my goodness. I mean, I'm thinking maybe somebody just wants somebody to pair with for a good Halloween costume. I don't know. The best costumes are in duos. So maybe that's what's going on. But I'm getting a lot of requests for love work. Y'all seeing that too?
Always. I mean, if you can only do one type of conjure and want to hang out your shingle, do love work, you'll never have a slow day. That's got to be the most done type of work.
That is true. That's my number one work. I mean, a lot of guys come on here and they're like, oh, well, you know, it's just guys that are just it's just ladies that are just praying for a husband. You'll be surprised how many clients I have that are men that are actually looking for the same exact thing. So they are out there attracting partners. So, yes, that is like the number one clientele market that I have it, or forecast for next year as far as love in reference to. So, yes, that is the number one thing that people are looking for.
Love and money, love and money.
Love and money. There you go.
Those are the two
things. And
really,
they're both tied hand in hand. Because if you got
this
one,
is the world we live in. Well,
I'm gonna
tell you something my granddaddy told me once. He said, "Boy, you will miss out on a whole lot of money chasing women, but you'll never miss out on women chasing money."
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to offend nobody. You know, my granddad also had a tendency to take a nip out of the bottle every now and then, so hope that didn't offend no one, but that was...
There's truth to that. I mean...
That was one
not,
of his sayings.
Well, you're not going to really have a stable relationship if you're always broke, because nobody really wants to be with a broke person, man or woman. You know, I mean, that's just... If you want to have a happy home, you got to have a happy home first to have it in. And the only way to really do that is have the money.
You got to have some money. You got to have some money.
And then you got to keep in mind that to know the difference between love and lust, because if you're just putting out the, you know, ain't nobody going to pay for that if you're just putting it out there. Girl, hold on.
Well,
hold on. Ain't nobody going to pay for the leche if you're giving the cow for free.
if you want to be nesting, you got to have a nest to nest in. And you can't be buttering your bread if you ain't got none in the first place. So it kind of goes hand in hand.
That And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the Corboism of the day.
There it is. I'm going to put out an inspirational calendar next year.
All right.
Oh, I want that one.
Now,
I'm going to live month by month by you.
Now, I will say this. All right, y'all. Blog Talk is having a few technical difficulties with the chat room. So right now we've got no live chat. If you do have some questions, because we did get a couple of criticisms, Lazarus. They say we start wool gathering and talking too much, and we don't open the lines for people to ask questions. So I see we got some callers on the line. If at any time you want to raise your hand and ask us a question, then you know you hit the number one, your hand will go up, and we'll take your call. All right. But now, y'all want to dive right into the work, because that's what the people want to hear. They want to hear about how they're going to get that special someone to snuggle up with. So we're going to talk about attracting love in general, which is what I prefer to do. Just bring true love to you. Then we're going to also talk about, in case you got your eye on that specific someone, if you got your eye on, you know, Susie down the street or John at work, we're going to teach you or talk to you about how to get them with you. And like Amora said, you got to know the difference between love and lust. And if lust is what you got and that's what you're after, then maybe we got, you know, a little few little tips and tricks just to kind of grease those wheels. All right? And I think, I don't know, maybe we'll also talk about what do you do if you get tired of that someone and you want them to go somewhere. Now, me and Amora had a discussion about this earlier today, because I said sometimes you got to do breakup work. Sometimes somebody just don't get the hint. And then she was telling me how she wasn't really into breakup work. Now, more, why did you not want us to discuss breaking up?
Because a lot of people misconstrue the breakup, or they'll use it in the wrong retrospective. Because some people, again, like to go out, and I'm just using this as an example. I have this all the time. You have these women that will find these men that are married or whatnot, and they don't want to leave their wives or whatnot, and I'm not trying to be the homewrecker to break that up because he doesn't want to leave her for me and whatnot and whatnot. So I don't do that kind of work. You got to, again, that's why I put out there, you got to know the difference of knowing the difference between lust and love. You know, there. Oh, he does care for me, but yeah, no. So that's why I'm really kind of strict about doing breakups and whatnot. Unless there's certain guidelines to it, I'm more of a person that I really don't, like, try to be in that kind of network. No. I don't want to do that.
Okay, well, we'll put it out there, y'all, with a disclaimer. You know, we'll just say, well, these are some things that you could potentially do should the situation arise where you might need to separate yourself from someone. But don't y'all go be breaking, don't go out there breaking up happy homes, all right? So there. Let's get down to it, y'all. You know, first and foremost, y'all know I like to talk about, you know, the practicality of this. If you're going to be trying to attract love and attract somebody to you, you know, there's some stuff you got to do before you get to the magic. Because I had this fellow who I did work for, and, you know, he had this crush on this lady at work. So we were working, we were burning candles, we were dripping oils, we doing all kinds of stuff. 2 weeks go by, nothing, because I follow up with my people. I don't just do the work and throw you out there to the wolves. 3 weeks go by, 4 weeks go by. Finally, I call him. I'm like, well, man, what's going on? He's like, well, nothing. I said, nothing? You know, I like to pat myself on the back from time to time. I don't like coming up empty. And I said, well, nothing. What did she say when you asked her out? He said, ask her out. I was supposed to ask her out? And, you know, as a woodworker, these are the things we run into. You know, you got to help the work along. So, you know, we're not going to do this work for you and then a supermodel come knock on your door and say, well, hey, I just was walking down and I don't know, I smelled cookies and thought I'd come and knock on your door and ask you out. No, it doesn't work that way. The same thing goes with cleanliness. People, by all means, if you're going to try to attract that special someone, bathe. And I'm not talking about a spiritual bath. I mean, you got to hit two highs and a low. because I don't care. I don't care how good the work is. And you've got three talented people on the air right now. I don't care how good the work is. If you're out there smelling like a trash heap, nobody's going to walk up to you. So do yourself a favor. Help us out to help yourself out. And do these things. And, you know, I make light of it, but there are really some folks out there that won't do
You'd
this
You'd be
stuff.
Amazed how many are that way. And, you know, you're polite about it. I just tell them, go home and wash your ass and then come back and eat. There ain't no beating around. You got food from last night on your teeth. I can see it. Green bean right there. Just don't care.
Yeah, they don't. They think the magic's going to take care of all of it. And, I mean, you know, if your mouth is a little foul, you can taste it. You can taste it.
Well, you hope
so. If you know you live in a little foul, brush your teeth, you know, wash your tail, and then go out there, you know, and let the magic add a little razzle to your dazzle. All right?
You got to have a little dazzle to razzle first. Lord.
I know. Folks, we're going to try to keep it clean. If you want the rated R version, you know, there are going to be some risque things said tonight, but if you want the rated R version, you're going to have to tune in to Cussing Mondays.
Yeah, we got one of them coming up.
Yeah, Amor, are you familiar with Cussing Mondays?
No. I totally miss Cussing Mondays.
Okay, yeah,
maybe
Cussing Mondays.
Link to that.
You know, this show started on an AM station down here in Georgia, all right? And it was a Christian station. I was the only root man working in a house full of preachers. So I got a lot of side eyes every time I came to sit down in the studio booth. And a lot of my listeners follow me over here. And so, you know, I do keep it somewhat clean, and I do still follow the scripture because that's what I believe in. But everyone has to let their hair down. So Lazarus and I decided we're going to have Cussing Mondays. And that's where we just let it all hang out. And, you know, if you got sensitive ears, you might not want to tune in on Cussing Mondays. So you're more than welcome to join us on Cussing Mondays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to do a Cussing Monday. Next time y'all have that one, I'm in. Totally in.
Cussing Monday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the good show.
Now, the only thing about Cussing Monday, the more, you can't pronounce the G.
No,
right,
G.
No G. It's not Cussing Monday. We're down south. You're on the porch now. You're sipping sweet tea with us. There you go.
Cussing.
You're not trying to impress some northern job executive. I mean, we're not at a fancy restaurant.
No, I ain't got time for that. I'm the first one to say that. Got time for all that ish. No.
All right, so let's get down to it. Folks, if you want to attract somebody, and let's assume you have washed your tail, you've brushed your teeth, you are looking good, you are stepping out, or you're getting ready to step out, what are you going to do? What is the first piece of love work that you are going to do? Now, we were pretty good last week, Lazarus and I. We went kind of round robin, you know, and had a discussion, because a lot of people say, I like listening to y'all. Sounds like y'all sitting out on the porch, but most of the time we are. All right? So we are going to go round robin. You know, if anybody has something to share, you can go ahead and throw that out there. But one of the things that I like to do, you know, y'all know I'm big on the spiritual baths. I'm real big on the spiritual baths because if you're going out looking for somebody, you don't have taken a shower anyway. So while you're standing in the tub, you might as well go ahead and fill it and prepare yourself a spiritual bath. You know, they're real easy. Not that hard to do. And it'll help to add that little extra something to you. Now, one of the simplest of spiritual baths, when it comes to drawing love, you can do, you know, assuming you've already showered, you're filling the tub up, you know, get you some rose blossom. Some people call it water. Some people call it cologne. Rose blossom cologne. All right, just a couple of sprinkles into the water. And, you know, you want to pray out of the Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon is one of the best books in the Bible when it comes to love. That's all it is. It's just one long love poem from a man to a woman and a woman to a man. And you're going to pray the Song of Solomon into that rose-scented water, and you are going to work Now, this is going to be the opposite of an uncrossing bath. Uncrossing bath, you start at your head and you work your way down. But you're trying to attract. So you're going to bring that from your feet on upwards. It's going to be a little hard. It's going to be a little tricky. You're going to have to cup your hands or bring a cup in there with you. But you're going to pour that bath from the feet upwards. All right? And just like any other spiritual bath, you are not going to towel off. You're going to stand there and air dry. Now, if it's cold out like it is now down here, you're going to have you a heater in there. Try not to electrocute yourself. I got to have a legal disclaimer there. Try not to electrocute yourself, but air dry. And after that, you go ahead and get dressed, you know, comb or brush your hair, brush your teeth, and you go on about your business. But that's like one, that is one of the simplest baths. And I try to keep things simple because I don't want people mucking themselves or anything up too bad. All right? So that's one thing you can do, you know. Some rose blossom cologne is real simple. You want to get fancy, add a tiny splash of rose water, because not rose water, but Florida water, because you don't want the scents mingling. These things have scents to them. Rose blossom is really, really faint. All right, and once it air dries, you'll be good to go. Fellas, don't worry about it clashing with your cologne. And that'll help to draw the ladies to you. Now, the first one I like to keep simple. All right. Now, anybody else got one? I know y'all got a couple out there.
Well, who you want to go first?
Doesn't make a difference.
I'll throw one out there to go along with your bath. After your bath, get your shoes and take the soles out. And inside your shoes, you want to mix together some magnetic sand, some cinnamon, and some ground up rose petals. Now you can go buy the flower or go to like your health food store. They'll have them as rose buds because people use them in medicine and things. Grind that up to a powder and put that in your shoes and put your soles back over it. So no matter where you're walking out that night, you'll draw that love to you and follow it home with you.
Are you in old school? I like that.
Okay.
Now it's her turn. She's on the spot now.
You're on deck.
I was going to use I don't know if y'all are familiar with the love drawing powder. So it's basically like the rice powder and the orris root with just ground it. You can use that. You can either dust it and sprinkle it on your clothes. They were, like I said, we're going to keep it simple. Since they're doing the love bath and he's going to put it in the shoe, we're going to go ahead. You can put it on clothing. This one you can also kind of just dust on sheets and whatnot as you go. It's really easy to go, and you can blend it up yourself. It's really easy to blend. So there we go. We got, it's powder night. It's roses and powder night, seems like.
Now, I'd like to point one thing out. You know, we brought the dainty little lady on the show.
Yeah.
You know, to help even out, you know, this Southern boy energy we got going on. Now, Lazarus and I, we gave recipes to go out and attract somebody, and the little lady gave a powder recipe, and she's already talking about sprinkling it on the sheets.
Hey, I'm going to go in depth with another one.
She did.
Okay, ladies, I'm going to hook y'all up. Y'all got to have passionate love. Just like, but later.
You know. You know, it's funny, the lady has already fast-forwarded a couple of steps.
You can't blame her. Hey, they cannot say we had the morality of a back-alley tomcat now, because she did it, not me.
She did it first. But
Now we can say what we want.
It ain't even cussing Monday.
No, it ain't.
You know, but one thing I do want to put out there, folks, this is something to draw true love to you. It's not just about that particular person. We're going to get to that particular person later. But one thing I want to touch on when it comes to love drawing, if you have your eye on one person, you know, just be honest with yourself and you know, and don't just go out, you know, mingling the world using these tricks, because, you know, sometimes you're going to miss out. If you're going to do a general love draw, I want you to keep your eyes open for somebody that might not be your type, simply because if you're doing a love draw and here comes, you know, Joe the garbage man winking at you, Well, that might be the one for you, and you might have looked Joe over every Tuesday when he came to pick up your trash. You know, so when you're doing this stuff, you got to keep your eyes open for somebody that may not be your normal type. Because, I mean, who knows? There have been several times, you know, you've been in a good relationship with someone that you might have given, you know, the evil eye to once or twice before. You know, there's a lot of common sense.
I got a good story about that.
Oh, tell it.
All right. So I know that I don't do any root work or anything for myself, but I did do that before. I have done spells for other people, and they have had where they had a particular person in mind, and then it was a new person. When they did the spell, a different person came up. But I do the power of attraction, and I'm not sure if I'm getting off topic or in the 84 powers of law. So I did do that for myself, and it's pretty much I would work with my clients as far as like where you would just build and kind of mold and manifest and just get an idea of that specific partner that you want, that specific quality. And a lot of people don't really know, and that's the thing, that when you're doing this love work, these people just see this person and they're like, oh, he has all these qualities. But you ask this person what they're looking for in a potential mate or a partner or, you know, or somebody to walk with them, and they'll sit there and be like, oh, you know, but you like him? Are you sure? I mean, like, it's like 3 months or 4 months down the line, I'm doing all this stuff, and you may not like him. So, like, sit there and actually put down and write on the notes and put down your ideas and exactly, and what you're doing is you're actually projecting that idea of that perfect mate into the universe, and what it will do, it will eventually kind of generate back. So you're basically putting it out there for that person. So when you do that spell, all those ideas, and you can keep building them, it's not going to kind of gravitate or ricochet back that fast. It's going to give you a person. Well, I did it with my clients accidentally, and I kind of got that person. Not exactly a person I would go for. I'm just telling you what's up, son, but totally happy. So, yes, Joe Q, Bob, sir, I kind of dodged, ninja'd, ran a couple of times. You know, I told you all about it. It was a couple of times I was like bobbing and weaving, but I'm a happy girl now, just let you know. Yeah. So, yeah, you can attract just anybody from anywhere, and that person will find you. True love is definitely out there. You don't really have to do root work for it. And, I mean, I love my clients. I love doing work for it. But if you really – and it really starts with working on yourself first before you can attract the person you want. Because if you're not happy with the person that you have, ladies and gentlemen, because I know there's some men out here too, you really got to start with yourself first before you can really project and get that particular love that you're looking for. That's the whole core of it. I can't make things happen for you if you don't love or particularly are happy with yourself. So I have to spell that out. There's some people that will attract the wrong thing and they'll ricochet the wrong way. So
you're right.
That's why readings are best. Sorry to interrupt you.
You're absolutely right. You got to be specific. You know, sometimes people will just not even have a general idea. I mean, even in Money Conjure, you know, if someone comes to me and says, well, Papa Lou, I need money to pay my bills, and you know, I ask them, well, how much do you need? And you get that blank look on their face. I'm like, tell me the dollar amount that you need. How much are your bills coming up to? And they have no idea. And I say, well, what if during the course of this work, you know, Bill Gates walks up and say, I want to do something charitable, and I want to pay off all your bills, and you have no idea how much to tell him. The same thing with love. You know, you should at least have a general idea of the type of person you're looking for, because that's one thing, you know, that you got to keep in mind. There's a lot of focus and there's a lot of intent in this work. Because if we're just throwing a Hail Mary out there, well, he ain't going to walk up.
I know, because when I was a teenager, I emailed him and asked him for $10,000. Yeah, no, they ain't going to respond to you.
Well,
I ain't lying either. I emailed. He told me that it's not in our guidelines right now from our our charities. I said, man, y'all got like 10 grand in his sofa cushions. Really? And they didn't respond no more. They didn't find it very funny. I thought it was funny as hell. But
I believe we have touched on the sore spot of Lazarus Corbeau, and its name is Bill Gates.
No, I'm just telling you, Bill Gates ain't going to walk up and give me any money. I done tried it. I walked up to him.
He's like, I know you're going for it. Stop playing with my emotions.
Well, I mean, it's just like you said, you know, money work. How many of them don't want to? Then they say, oh, I was supposed to go look for a job. Same thing with love drawing. How are you going to draw somebody if you don't go look for it? How
you
many gotta times?
Get out there.
Yeah, like this is common sense. How many times did you have to be told to wipe your tail when you got out of the bathroom before it hit? Common sense.
Common sense ain't that common anymore, unfortunately.
No, it ain't.
You know. But, yeah, people, you know, understand what you're looking for. Because if you just do a love draw and then you go out into the world and you're not focusing on what type of person it is that you want, well, you're going to get anything. So if you know you like tall women and you aren't specific, well, you might have a trail of midgets following behind you.
Hey, man, some people like that, so don't knock it till you try it.
Well, yeah, if that's what you like, then you go for it. You go for it. You know, but be specific, all right, and understand what it is you want. All right, I guess it's my turn. Now, this one is an old one, and I know y'all probably already know it. Before the listeners out there, you know, I'm big on the waters, and I'm also big on burning stuff, and this one incorporates both of them. All right, you're going to get some orange flower water. Now, if I mention some stuff and y'all have no idea what it is, you know, you can always use the Google or go to your local hoodoo shop. You know, they carry all this stuff. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with the Internet. I have a website myself, papaluconjure.com. I'm going to throw that out there. But I also support the local brick-and-mortar shops because those places are closing down. And I have a couple of good ones here, been open 150 years, 170 years. So if, you know, you have that resource available, go down to your local shop because there's some knowledgeable folks there. All right, so this one, you know, you're going to mix together some orange flower water, some rose water, and a little bit of honey. All right, mix this together in a white bowl or a pink bowl because we're talking about love. All right, now get you 9 sugar lumps. And I know we got some youngins on the line here. Yes, they make sugar in little cubes. All right, so get you 9 sugar lumps. And on each of these lumps, you know, get you a little felt tip pen and put the initials of the person, if you know it's a person. And if not, just put a heart for love, all right? Just draw your heart on each one of them, all right? Now, you mix all that stuff together. You know, it's going to dissolve. Then you take you a pink candle, and you stick that pink candle smack dab into this goo. It's going to be goo at this point, all right? And then you burn a pink candle in that mixture. Now, if you've got a big enough one, it'll burn for 9 days, because we're going to do this for 9 days. If you've got a big enough one that'll burn for 9 days, then fine. But if not, when it burns down, get you another candle and jam that one right on top of the remains of the last one. All right, burn this for 9 days. And in the meantime, you know, while you're doing this, go out and find someone. And I'm telling you, you're going to start getting a lot more winks, a lot more smiles, stuff like that, all right? And to go with what Amora was saying, you know, working on yourself, you know, if you are a shy person and you're doing this kind of work, you're going to have to come out of that box because people are going to start being drawn to you. They're going to start winking at you. They're going to start smiling at you, you know, as this candle is burning, as these candles are burning. And so you're going to have to be able to step outside that shy box so you can capitalize on this. Because I don't think we touched on that. If you're real shy but you're trying to draw love, you know, it's going to kind of be hard because especially if you're a guy, you know, we're expected to go up and ask the lady for a number. And there's some aggressive women out there, you know, God bless them. I love them. There's some aggressive women out there that will come up to you. But for the most part, if you're a shy guy, you know, take that initiative and hopefully this work will give you that confidence because you know you're doing something to change the situation. All right? So you go ahead and burn those candles, and you do that, and you go out there, and I guarantee you, you're going to start seeing a lot more winks and a lot more smiles. All right? And that's my number two. Lazarus, you up.
All right. One of the first things to remember before I tell a conjure is a lot of people that come for love work, they've already done something else. Every one of them's already prayed for protection or something else. Remember that sometimes when you're praying for protection, you're being protected from that person you're calling to. So if your love conjure isn't working on somebody specific, consider that maybe you're being protected from them because they're going to make your life pretty shitty. Consider this. Now, since there's so much stuff for women getting men, you don't see a lot of work on in the sources about men getting women. One of the things old Doc Coyote used to tell me, and I don't know exactly where it come from, but I remember he used to fix up raccoon pecker bones. And, you know, you could fix it any way you want, whether it's oil, whatever. But he'd have the guy go bury it right there at that woman's doorstep with that tip of that pointing right at her house to get her. That was real specific. And that was one thing he always talked about, and his clients seemed to be very pleased with it. There's a lot of stuff a man can do with that. I put up on the Facebook group for the ones that didn't see it. You take that and get 4 blue jay feathers. Now, you can't kill it, because if you kill it, that's bad medicine. It ain't going to work good. So you need to find them. And it's pretty easy to find. Just start looking out in your yard. Get 4 of them and tie them onto that and dress that thing any way you want to dress it. Oil, powder, water, it don't matter. Whatever you think. And carry that with you. And that'll help definitely draw you some female attention. Next.
Amora, what you got?
All right. That was a good one. I was like, that's the first time I've ever seen one, somebody trade one for men, because most of them do it for women. So we're going to touch bases. Since you did a 9-day spell, I'm going to do a 7-day spell. We're going to, basically, you want to get a jar, either a photo or a personal item of that person that you want to draw to you. What you're going to do is get a Jezebel root, and you're going to put those items in the jar. You're going to write down your written desire that you want for that specific person. And with that, and I know that y'all said this is going to get kind of grim, ladies and gentlemen, guys and girls, we're going to fill it up with some fluid. Yep.
Uh-oh.
Going to be some body fluid. All right? Not urine. The love juice. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Keep it
the love juice.
The love juice.
All right? We're going to do that. Right? I asked the mom, it's like, is this PG-13 show or something? Is there certain things I can't say? Because, you know, I can kind of go on detail.
I'll be in trouble.
If there's things we can't say, we're going to be in trouble in a little bit.
I know, because it's about to get crazy in the document. Just let y'all know. It's going to get fun. But what you're going to do is you're going to want to nurture and take care. It's the same thing for, like, what you do with the a mojo bag. Or you're going to nurture that. You're going to nurture that intent. And what I like to do on top of that is that I like to get the regular little taper candles. You can go to I like to go to the little dollar stores or Dollar Trees and whatnot, and I get one color that represents the person's favorite color. So most people kind of know the favorite color or what color they normally wear on every given day. And what you're going to do is burn that with a pink candle, and what I do, you're going to envision and put it next to that jar. And what that does is actually makes that person think of you while it's burning down. And you're going to keep doing that for the next 7 days. Take all those remnants after that, and you're going to bury it in the yard. There you go. I'm done. Simple, sweet, nice.
You know what? And that led me to touch on something. Besides the the personal concerns, the love juice. All right. You know, we talked about this before when we were discussing this show about love work, and I just want to put it out there, people. There is no way to conjure love. We can't create love, all right? We can create an attraction, all right? you know, we can make you more desirable. You know, we might be able to manufacture some lust. But, I mean, maybe that's just my personal belief, that you can't create love. You know, now the words can help to turn, you know, just a little liking, you know, into something a little bit more. Because that person can't stand you. I mean, we can't just create love. And I think at its essence, a lot of the love work is really controlling work. And what made me want to touch on that is that trick she just put out, and, you know, she said it'll make that person think about you. You know, at its core, a lot of love tricks are controlling tricks. You know, you're gonna make that person look at you. You're going to make them think about you, make them dream about you, you know, in the hopes that this will kind of spark something inside of them. And I just wanted to throw that one out there. You know, that you know, a lot of people have these unreal expectations thinking that we can manufacture love. No, you can't manufacture love. Maybe we can manufacture a lot of different things that you may interpret as love, as somebody wanting to sleep with you. Some people interpret that as love, but we can't create love. What were you saying, Laz?
I said I agree with you. You know, all these little tricks, they buy you time, is what they are. Mm-hmm. It's time and opportunity. But mm-hmm. during that time and opportunity, you don't generate that love, or you're not working towards this relationship. When it goes sour, it's going to go south bad, and ain't nobody going to be able to fix it. You can't do this to somebody and then shit on them and expect them to kiss you on the cheek. It don't work. You got to generate that, because when that time passes, you're doomed. I mean, that 9 times out of 10, they'll end up hating you. And if you look at all the old stories and things, that's what you see over and over. So, and don't just do it once. If you need more time, keep doing it. Don't let it fade out, or you're just done. I mean, that's bad. It's just going to go bad. It's like you said, you can't make love. You can only make an opportunity for it.
That's it. I mean, to use a baseball analogy. You know, and if you don't capitalize, you're going to be stuck looking back at all the might have beens. You know, it's like baseball. If you know you can't hit a curveball, all right, all this conjure is going to do is going to have a whole bunch of fastballs going right down the middle, something that should be easy to hit. It's up to you to step up there and swing that bat. All right? All we're doing is straightening out those curveballs.
Mm-hmm. And realize, don't waste your time. You only got so much time in your life. Any time you waste, that's a little bit of your life that's just being killed that you can't get back. Don't be the dead horse. Be chasing a bad dream. If it's just bad and you know it, don't waste your time with it. That's time you could have done with something productive, something that would have made you happy.
Like I like to tell people, look, I'm Hitch. Okay, you seen the movie Hitch? I'm Hitch. You're Mona Lisa. I'm making this work. You go out there and do it. Do your thing. I'm painting a picture. I'm Hitch. I'm just making love for it happens. One moment in time. Because if the thing is that a lot of people, these people that they like or that they talk to, they don't see them. They don't see them at all. They don't see them as that, or they just don't see them, period. So all you're doing is basically kind of lifting the veil a little bit. If they don't go out there and paint that picture and make them see, like, the possible suitor or whatever for that moment, I could just make a good night. I don't know what this is going to turn into, what are you going to do with it. But all we're doing is just lifting that bell. You got to make it to the best opportunity, as y'all said. They have to do the work. But a lot of people, again, you'll get people that be like, oh, nothing happened. Oh, okay, what did you do?
Well, I remember Joe the garbage man probably has a good paycheck. Most of the garbage men I know get paid pretty good.
And they got benefits.
Yeah, your eye can fool you. That garbage man, when he's not at work, he might be driving around a Mercedes.
I don't discriminate. I'll take out the trash. That's all I'm good in my head. I am not stingy.
There you go. All right, since she led with some love juice, I'm going to go into some love juice. But this is going to be for the fellas, because y'all right, there's a lot of stuff. I think she touched on it earlier, man. Well, there's a lot of stuff out there. You know, people just assume that it's women trying to trying to find love, but, you know, we got some lonely fellas out there too. So with that being said, here's one, guys, that y'all can do. I know we got some fellas out there listening. Got plenty of calls on there. No one's raised their hand yet, so everyone is writing all this stuff down. So get your pen and paper ready, guys, because we're going to write. I want y'all to write this one down. All right, now, traditionally, you would use a lodestone. You know, you don't necessarily have to get that. You know, I prefer to use a magnet because they're a lot easier to come by. All right, so get you a good, strong magnet. All right, now you're going to get you a piece of red flannel. If you got an old shirt you're not going to wear, go ahead and tear it into a square. That's fine. But if not, get you a little bit of flannel, and you're going to sit that magnet or that lodestone smack dab in the middle of that flannel. And you're going to get you some Hoyt's. All right? Hoyt's cologne, which, you know, you can find on Amazon. You can find it on eBay, down at the conjure shop, whatever. And sprinkle that Hoyt's cologne onto that magnet. All right? Now, this is where it's going to get a little tricky. Fellas, we're going to need a little our love juice, all right, just a little bit, because Amora was talking about filling up a bottle. I don't know how that happens. So we're just going to get a
– No comment. It ain't Monday.
Uh-oh, it just got real, okay? Y'all, the struggle is real, so – You know, Lazarus, I think Amora is going to have a bunch of women out there clearing the Gatorade off the shelves.
Oh, Lord. Don't drink that.
Don't drink the juice.
All right. So, look, you got your magnet. You done set it down onto that little square red flannel. You're going to sprinkle some Hoyt's cologne on there. All right. Make a little bundle. All right. Just fold it up. Twist it, pinch it kind of tight. And then, fellas, we're going to take a little dab of our love juice, all right? Now, there's something that's got to be done in order to harvest that stuff. You know, you can't just squeeze it like an orange, all right? So in that process, you know, right as you are climbing the mountain, I want you to envision the woman that you are trying to attract. If it's a specific woman, you keep her in your mind. If it's a type of woman, you keep that type in your mind. You know, be it body type, hair type, whatever. And at that point, when the love juice floweth, all right, you're going to take a little of it and you're going to dab the outside of the little packet you just made. Now, this is where it's going to get real, because it's going to dry on there. And you keep that in your pocket when you're going to the club or whatever. And when, now it's about to get real, because, I mean, that's conjure. It's not always pretty. You know, now, when you've got that in your pocket, when you go up and you meet an attractive lady or whatever, and you're going to buy her a drink, you just tap that inside, you know, on the outside of your pocket. Don't reach in there and scrape that thing. You know, you tap the outside of your pocket, and then you just lay your hand on her back. You know, you walk up and talk to her. Now, that's going to transfer that energy and that intent onto that woman and make her a little more, you know, receptive to your advances. Now, that's an old-timey love trick, all right, that you can target. It's not going to draw a whole slew of women. You can target that to one specific one that's sitting at the bar that you got your eye on. You know, you go up there, you tap your pocket, and then you just touch on the back as you walk up. Hey, excuse me, miss. Tap her on the back. Or, hey, how you doing? Put your hand on her shoulder. All right, and you transfer all that pent-up energy that you released earlier that day onto her, and that's a strong attraction, and that's some strong work you can use just for that one person. All right, and that, fellas, that's something that we can use. Hoyt's cologne has a very masculine scent, and it's always been associated with the male work. A lot of people will dress their high john with Hoyt. All right, so that's one thing we can do. Lazarus, what you got?
All right, here's you wanting to get married. We ain't said that yet.
Oh.
Go down to the bakery and get you one of those wedding cake toppers of the bride and groom. Look around. They usually got more than one. Try to find one that at least has the right hair color of the specific person. Now, some folks are just, they're already together, but one of them don't want to get married. Usually it's the guy. But say you don't have nobody. Try to find a hair color that at least matches what you think. You know, if you like blondes, get a blonde. If you like brunettes, get a brunette. You probably ain't going to find no redhead or multicolored hair. If you need to, paint it, I guess. Take that thing home and wash it, because there's dirt and crying women and everything on that thing. Wash it off. Set that down on a plate. And what you're going to do, if you know the if you're going to baptize whoever you are, male or female, as the male or female. You know, I baptize you, John Doe, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now, the woman or man who at the park, if you know them, do the same there. If not, my wife. And then
there
get
you,
you're going to need 9 candles, 3 of each, a white, a red, and a blue. And you're going to put it in a circle around this image, white, red, blue, in that pattern until you got them all there. Now, across this plate and this image, you're going to sprinkle some rose water, which you can get at the health food store, a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of ginger, a little bit of sugar. Now, if you're the woman, you're going to put a little bit of Queen Elizabeth root. If you're a man, you're going to have high John root. You can powder it. If you get it whole, you can take a nutmeg grinder and scrape some off, get chips, what have you, and sprinkle that on there. And what you're going to do is light all those candles, and there's a particular Bible verse that's said in so many weddings it's cliche. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 13. And you're going to say that verse over there every day while praying and burning them candles for an hour. After that hour is, put them all out clockwise. Next day, go back, do the same thing, light them, say that verse again, and do it every day. Let it burn for an hour till they're gone. After that's gone, the wax pieces that are left, the little pieces of herbs and powders, scrape all that up, wrap it up in some red flannel, and put that right under your mattress. Keep that bride and groom figure somewhere high in your house, on top of a shelf, on top of your china cabinet, wherever. Keep it there. And if you have to do it again, do it once a month until you start seeing results. But again, you know, go out, look. If you ain't got nobody, go look. If you got somebody, be a little nicer. Show yourself that you'd be a good spouse. Work towards it in a more physical, normal way.
All right. You know, and that's important. That's important. And, you know, we're going to take a quick music break. And then after that, y'all, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about it. We're going to touch on that a little bit more. What do you do once you got this person? Because a lot of times people think that's when the work ends. Well, no, that's when it gets real. Because now you got this person, what are you going to do to keep them? You know, so we're going to touch on some things, because everybody knows the simple stuff. You know, be nice. Treat your partner with respect. You know, stuff like that. But what if you got a dog that won't stay on the porch? Of both sexes, I just won't, you know, use the other word. But what if you got somebody that's got the wandering feet and they just want to go out and keep their eye on somebody else? So we're going to touch on that. All right, but I just want to play on something. But, oh, wait, before I did, Amora, you thought I was going to skip over you. You thought I was going to skip
I
over you.
I thought I was going to do a music break and then come back to me. I was like, man, I was ready.
Go
so
for
touching
it.
On the same basis that y'all had, because I know y'all were using the high john, which high john is really awesome. But since I know a lot of it's for the gentlemen, but ladies, how to get that man back, like he was talking about, how you got the man going, and he just don't want to commit. So here's what we're going to do. All right, you're going to get some Southern John. All right? You know those little mesh bags that you put your bras and stuff in to keep them from unraveling and whatnot? You're going to take that whole entire root, and you're going to put it in that bag and take your sheet from your bed and wash it with that root in your washing machine. What you're going to do is put that back on your bedding. After that, he's going to start being more receptive. Not only after that, y'all will have the most passionate sex that you ever had. I'm just letting you know. It actually bumps up their drive. But they'll be more receptive and more receptive into getting married. If he's trying hard to get, if y'all been engaged forever and he doesn't want to walk that line, then it's going to actually make them want to address that. And again, like the doctor said over there, I will call him the doctor, be receptive, be kind, be sweet, because you're not going to get that man to stay with you just because you got him. But then on top of that, just add a little love trick and get a little root. I'm telling you, that works. So the high John, but my favorite is it's also known under Southern John, and it's also known as Dixie John. So it's the both of them are on that. So you can get high John and then Southern John and Dixie John, but get the whole entire root. Get a little mesh bag, put that in there, just throw your sheets in there, put it in there. He's going to start thinking marriage. And it's particularly for men. The high John, it will attract, get the men going and want to commit. So if you want him to commit and he won't commit to you, this is the best way. I won't say anything. I use it for other stuff, but yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and it's the lady Amora with the spiritual Viagra. All right. All right.
I'm just trying to help you out.
Oh my goodness! All right. So we're gonna take a quick music break, and we're gonna come back, and we're gonna talk about a little bit more about keeping them. What you can do if they want to go astray, to bring them back home, throw that lasso or that leash back around them, and bring them back in. All right. Now we're gonna play a little song. People who are familiar with that show, The Wire, I don't recognize this one, but listen to the message and listen to the words, all right? I'm listening to Way Down in the Hole.
When you walk through the garden, watch your back. Well, I beg you, pardon.
Talking about love juice and fluids and tricking folks and bringing them, and he plays a song about Jesus. Well, yeah, that song had Jesus in it, but let me tell you, the part I wanted y'all to focus on was the keeping the devil down in the hole. Okay, and the reason I'm saying that, a lot of times you get that special someone, and y'all might be arguing or whatnot, and you know, things just aren't going right, And it's so easy for folks to let the devil out the hole, so to speak. It's so easy for folks to just cut loose and just let that negativity flow, and then you go and you're mucking up all the work you did. All right, it takes a strong person to tame the tongue. It says that in James, you know, the book of James. It's not easy to tame the tongue. My grandma called it the pink tornado. That pink tornado can get the wagon and kicking up some wind, and next thing you know, all your hard-earned work to bring that special someone with you is all turned all on its head. All right, you know, case in point, you know, I was doing work for a client. Now, I tell you, I'll be honest, it took a good 3 months. She had her eye on this guy. It took 3 months to get those two together. And they started arguing, you know, as couples do. And she would call me and say, well, Papa Lou, what am I supposed to do? And I say, well, that's an easy one. You know, we'll just do some work, get him back in the house. Now, when he walks in, I want you to be just as sweet as pie like you were in the beginning. All right? You know, and things will be all right. And she said, okay, I'll give it a whirl. Well, she called me back in about 10 minutes because the feller had done come to her house. He done come back home. And I said, well, how'd it go? She said, he's back out the door. I said, what happened? Well, she said, well, as soon as he walked in, I cussed him out. You know, you gotta keep, you know, I know we have some listeners, you know, that aren't, you know, followers of the Christian faith, you know. So, you know, whatever you call that negative entity, if it's not the devil, it could be, you know, if you're a practitioner of Apollo, the negative aspect of Indoki or something along those lines. Or sometimes you got folks that just want to call it just the negative point of self, your shadow being, all right? When we're talking about love, sometimes you've got to learn to tame that part. You know, because we know we're talking about keeping somebody, and we can do all kinds of tricks, but you got to learn to tame that part. And sometimes it might mean, you know, biting your tongue a little bit. And, you know, and fellas, this is for us too. You know, every once in a while you get that little needling feeling in your head where you say, I need to tell her this, or she needs to be told that, or I can't let her get away with that. No. Sometimes for the sake of peace and sanctity in your house, you just got to let stuff go, all right? Now, you know, that's Papa Lou's take on Dr. Phil. Now, we're going to get back into the conjuration. And here's another kind of down and dirty one that you can do if you got someone, you know, with you and you want to make sure they don't go astray. Now, I know, you know, we were talking about personal, you know, items and fluids or whatnot. Now, here's one you can use. That's pretty simple, all right? Now, if you've got a partner that likes to drink, you know, everybody likes to do shots. Shots are all the rage right now. People want to take tequila shots, whiskey shots, or whatever, all right? Now, you take a shot glass. You know, you're going to need two of them, all right? And you strain some liquor through a pair of your undies, the front, not the back. Please do not strain that liquor through the back part of your drawers. Strain it through the front into the shot glass, and you're going to sneak that to them. And I guarantee you they ain't going nowhere. They ain't going nowhere. That's an oldie but a goodie, all right? And let me reiterate, don't strain it through the back part. You're going to have more problems than it's worth if you do that.
Don't give them skid mark liquor. No. Just say it. That's what you get.
You know,
no stickers today.
Yeah, please don't give them Hershey booze. All right?
I got
Hershey
something to add to that.
Uh-oh.
Keep it in the line of what you just said. All right, ladies. So if you want to keep him faithful, then keep him from straying. All right? So what you want to do is after you put it down, knock that boy out, he passed out, take a nap, get his shirt or get his underwear. All right? You get up, you go to the restroom. You will take that item and you will clean yourself with that item. Yes, I said it. Clean yourself with that item afterwards. Take that particular item, shirt, whatever, that you took, go bury it in your yard. He's not going to go anywhere because he'll ask for that shirt and be like, oh, where's his shirt? Oh, I don't know. Mm. But he's not going to go anywhere. He won't stray. He won't walk away. He will stay right there with you. And if he does walk out that house, trust me, he'll come right back in. He won't even look anywhere else. So keeping in lines with that, that does work. It's an oldie but a goodie, and some people are like, but you know what? Just knock him out. He'll just wait until he sleeps. Just get up, handle your business, bury it, and come back in, take a nap. No straining.
Lazarus, I just got scared.
But I just put you to sleep, though. We're putting you to sleep, though, right?
That's why I told you, don't be dating, marrying nobody else that does this work. And don't teach the kids until they're old enough to try to do something stupid to you. Because as soon as you ground them, your hair is going to be falling out.
That's true. I'm scared of my children. Thank you. I'm all like, oh, you're going to learn one day.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what? That gives me two good show ideas, because we're going to have to do a show on how to undo some of this stuff we're teaching folks. We're going to have to do some stuff on unjinxing yourself if you think somebody's got you hoodoo.
You're going to tell them, it's like that old story, you know, that guy sold a man the love potion and he cut for $5, and he come back trying to figure out how to take him off. We're like, oh, that's $10,000. Got himself in trouble.
Well, it's a lot more to take it off once it's off.
There you go. I mean, it is. It's a lot more trouble. You know, I got somebody right now who, after all that work, now she's like, I don't want him no more. Well, now you might have run into a problem. There's no easy button. It's not like the Staples store. There's no easy button on this stuff. All right. Lazarus, I know you got something,
right,
Lazarus, on how to keep somebody from spraying.
And I'll give you the one for the men and the one for the women. All right, this is for the woman that's got the man running. If at all possible, find the socks that he went out with that night. If not, just get any. But preferably, if you can find the ones he ran off with, take them dirty socks. Lay one out straight and tie the other one in a knot over it so it's like a cross. And go bury that right by your doorstep. Now, if you live in an apartment or something, don't have no dirt, get you a potted plant. Bury it in there, and you're going to recite over this every day. First, Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 through 6, where it says, well, you know, what God has brought together, let no man put asunder. And then you're going to say the Lord's Prayer three times while you're watering. Because you're going to water it like a plant every day. And that'll keep that man from being able to leave. Now, a man ain't going to be able to do this to a woman because most men aren't watering plants. I mean, it's going to be suspicious. If you can, go for it. If you can't, which is the more likelihood, dig her tampon out of the trash. Just get in there. It ain't no different than dealing with a bloody piece of meat. I promise it's not. If it is, you might want to get her to go to the doctor. It shouldn't smell that bad.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
If it does, let her stay gone. Take that thing and get you a nice little piece of flannel. Take your underwear with it. Cut your crotch out of your underwear. And you're going to roll that little tampon up in that crotch of your underwear with some calamus root, a little bit of High John, a little bit of Dixie John. Roll that up in there and tie it up real tight. And take that and roll it up into the red flannel. And tie it up so you got a nice little tied up bag right there. That right there you're going to keep. Don't let her ever find it. If she finds it, your relationship is trash. You're done. You'll use the same Bible verses, but you're not going to water it. You're going to put a little drop of pee on it. Just a little drop of pee. Eventually, that little drop of pee is going to add to a lot of drops, and it's going to smell pretty funky. Perfume it with a little Florida water or something, because it will stink over time. perfume. Keep that thing. Don't let her see it. Don't let her know you got it. And you'll have her as long as you keep it.
All right.
Hey.
And that's Dr. Corbeau. Well, yeah, he went hard in the paint with the stinky love.
Hey, if you're smelling that bad, it shouldn't. There's a problem. You need to get her to go to the doctor.
You know, all's fair in love and war. You know, I don't know how, you know, we kind of descended down into the land of the funky love, because that's all we've been throwing here, body fluid. She did start it.
Sorry.
She did start it. She's a bad influence. I'm gonna give y'all something that's a little better smelling than the last few tricks, all right? And this one right here will work for a man or a woman, because all it requires is that they wear a belt, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember I said that the essence of this work is, a lot of it is controlling work, so you're going to use two very strong controlling roots and herbs. You're going to use calamus and licorice. These are two very strong controllers. All right, you're going to take them and you're going to powder them. You're going to pound them down, grind them down into a strong powder. All right, and what you're going to do, you're going to take this person's belt, be it a man or a woman, it doesn't matter. Notice, you're going to sneak their belt, and you're going to take this powder, and you're going to tie, you're going to sprinkle it on that belt. You know, sprinkle something into your hand and run that belt through it. You want to get a good coating on it. And while they're sleeping, you're going to slip out. And you're going to find the nearest tree on your property, and you're going to tie that belt around that tree, all right? And let it stay out there all night. But one thing I do want you to say, all right, and this is out of the Book of Ruth. Uh-oh, somebody's got a fight going on in the background?
No.
Not over here.
It's me. I got children. Just ignore them.
Oh, no worries, no worries. All right. Now, out of the Book of Ruth, all right, this is going to be chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Now, I forgot to tell you, this is what you're going to say when you tie that belt around that tree. You know, it goes, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also of aught but death part thee and me." And you fix that belt around that tree. Find the smallest tree that you can, you know, unless you got somebody really big and their belt will fit around some kind of, a tree kind of big. And you leave that belt out there overnight. Now, you got to get up in the morning, slip out there, go and grab that belt. You know, and you rub that powder off and you put it back. And let, you know, then when next time they put that belt on, well, the trick's been laid. And I guarantee you, that tree that was around, they're not going to want to stray past that tree. And that's something you got, you know, you can use to keep them in the house. Now, another one is if you got a coffee drinker, all right? Now, this kind of uses some personal concerns, but I promise there's no fluids in this one. You're going to take that coffee, and just like the whiskey, you're going to strain it through the underwear and give it to them. All right, and that's for if you don't have a whiskey drinker in the house, you know, but they do drink coffee. Now, the only problem with this is that coffee's going to leave a stain. All right, so you might want to toss those drawers, you know, after you've used them. Otherwise, you know, your significant other might see those drawers with the coffee strained through them, and they're not going to be thinking that you just laid a trick on them. They're going to be thinking you got some kind of medical issue if you're blacking up drawers like that. All right.
I don't want to throw that kind of medical issue out there. No.
And
yeah,
for your belts,
no.
go find one of those money belts people take. You know, got the zip, a hidden pocket in it. You can carry things in that on your significant other. Nobody will ever suspect it's in there.
Right. But that's what I got. Who's next?
You can definitely, what you can do on the same route that you were going through as far as, like, with the coffee, I just wanted to add to that. What you can do is add just a little bit of the menstruation blood. I know. Y'all getting scared now. And like I told him, I didn't want to bring this up because I don't want to be responsible for somebody having spaghetti back on the menu for dinner for the next couple of days. It's not this girl's disclaimer. It's not me, so don't blame me. But what we could do, ladies, is what we could do is just a little bit. Yeah, I'm not asking you to cut nothing up, digging trash can, no, just a little bit. Dress, what you're going to do is dress that man that you desire and that you love and that you want to stay in there. And you want to put your intentions, and it, like they were reading the verses, but what you I want to do is put those intentions into that food or into that particular drink, like saying y'all having shots or whatnot. It's just that little bit, and you're blended in it, and you're going to give that food or that drink to him. And make sure you blend it, and you make sure you're thinking about your intentions, and you're focusing while you're making those drinks and while you're saying your verses. You want to put your full attention into that. So you want to make sure that you're putting your time into the particular item. I know a lot of people get distracted because I got kids and stuff like that. So make sure when you're doing these spells, just want to throw it out there because there's a lot of clients that are doing that and they're like, oh, it didn't work. Did you put all your full attentions in there? Did you really focus? Because you want to sit there and actually put all your energy and then give it to them. So that's another way of kind of slipping it in there without getting too crazy, just a little bit, just a little drop.
All right. Y'all, we've got a question from the gallery.
And
that's it. And she's asking, what do you do if you've got a loved one that has gone astray already? How do you bring them back? Now, I've got a couple of things I want to touch on. You know, I want to give for that one. You know, and then we'll go back round robin. But so one of the easiest things, and this is an old one, you know, and this one is actually one, not one that I was taught, but one that came out of, you know, an older book by Jim Haskins. And I've used it with clients and been really successful with it, you know, because I don't mind telling folks, you know, you read some good stuff. There's a lot of garbage out there, but there's some good stuff out there, you know, and it ain't no shame in incorporating some that you've read into your work, all right? And these are two that are really good. One of them, you know, and they're both really simple, and they involve photographs. All right, you're just going to take one is you're going to take a photograph of the one that's gone and left you. And you're going to take a red candle. All right? And you're going to take that red candle and burn it on top of that photograph. Now, the photograph is going to be sitting on your table face down. All right? And you put that red candle on it, and you're going to burn it for 3 hours. All right? And you're going to do that for 6 days. And after those 6 days are up, you flip that sucker face up, and you repeat that process. And at the end, that person should be back home. You know, now, as far as controlling work, you know, as far as making that person think about you, you can take another photograph, all right, and you can take some pins, you know, take 3 or 4 pins, all right, and you pin that facing outwards onto your headboard, you know, when you go to sleep. And what that does, you know, that person is going to be always facing you, all right? You know, as you sleep, they're going to be always facing you. That picture is going to always be looking at you, and it's going to make that person start thinking about you, start missing you, and want to come back home. Now, there's a couple of oldies but goodies that'll work to help bring that person back to the house, all right? Now, anybody got anything to add as far as bringing them back home?
I got you on. All right. You need 3 quarts. Don't matter if it's yarn, hay bale, doesn't matter. You know, in Ecclesiastes, book 4, verses 9 through 12, it talks about the cord of 3 strands is not easily broken. What that means is one of those cords is you, one of them is them, and one of them is God. So what you do is, you take those cords, name one for you, one for whoever it is, and one for God, and you braid them together while you're thinking about all this and bringing them back. And while you're braiding, call them by name. You know, John Doe, come back to me in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Do it over and over until it's braided real good. Lay it out in a circle. You know, circle is eternity. The circle don't break. It just keeps going back in on itself. And set you down a piece of paper where you wrote the verse from Colossians chapter 3, verses 18 through 19. And set you on top of that a red candle that you've dressed with honey, cinnamon, and basil. Just smear it on there and light that and pray the 23rd Psalm just over and over and over until that thing burns down. And in between reciting that psalm, again, John Doe, come back to me in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and just keep doing it to your horse. It don't matter. Focus. Let that candle burn down. After that's burned down, take whatever wax and smudge from the herbs and honey, sprinkle that around your doorstep, take that cord. If you're a woman, wrap it around a pair of your panties, tampon, it don't matter. Wrap it up real good. Put it between your mattress and your box springs. If you're a man, your underwear. Wrap it up, put it there. Now, if you're a man, and this is your wife coming back, she's going to be doing, most likely, changing the sheets and stuff. Don't get caught. Put it under there. When they come back, hide it somewhere else where they're not going to find it, because you don't want to get caught with any of this where it has a habit of backfiring on you. So hide it somewhere else where they're not going to find it. But keep it in your home so they don't leave the home.
That's it.
So there's that.
You know, and that's true, because you don't want to let people know you're working on them. That has a tendency to backfire.
And if any of y'all haven't heard these verses, just email me and I'll give them to you. Just tell me what's working, and I'll write down the verses, email them back to you.
Yeah, and you know, one thing, because we're winding down on time here. You know, we've got a lot of callers. I guess everybody's listening and taking down notes, and that's fine. You know, future shows, y'all wanna you know, ask a question, feel free to do so. All you gotta do is hit one, and you know, we'll take your question or your comments. But one thing I want us to touch on, you know, as we're winding down here, is, you know, feel free, you know, to ask us questions. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, don't want to come on. They don't want their voices recognized, you know, by people that may be listening, which is fine. You know, so, you know, if you got something, feel free to go to our Facebook page. It's Working with the Spirit with Papa Lou on Facebook. You can also go to Dr. Corbeau's page at Corbeau Conjure Room. All right? And we're working on something for Miss Amora here. She had to step away for a little bit. But we're working on something for her. But if you got any questions, you know, feel free to post to the page. All right? And, you know, we're always there. You know, if you don't want it out in the open, you can send us a message. You know, you can email me at papa_lou@outlook.com, or you can go to my webpage and send me a message at papaluconjure.com. You know, and you know, we'll sit a spell, we'll talk, you know, we'll get this stuff straightened out for you, because love ain't an easy topic. It ain't an easy thing to deal with, let alone talk about. You know, so I understand, you know, we've got some listeners out there that, you know, they feel a little shy right now, and that's fine. If you've got something that you want to discuss, then by all means, you know, we have other avenues to hit us up, all right? Lazarus, what's your email? Is it Dr. Corbeau at
gmail.com. It's actually on the show's page on Blog Talk, has both our emails, so they can see it there.
That's right. That's right. And if you got something for Amora, then, you know, we're going to be adding hers, you know, up there also. You should be able to go, if you want to go into the archive and listen to this show again, then you'll be able to go there. Now, Dr. Corbeau and I have got a couple of things that we want to announce. In the spirit of giving back, you know, I was watching a whole bunch of these videos about people doing an ALS challenge where they're dumping ice water on their heads. And I'm thinking, well, you know, that's all well and good, but why are people dumping stuff on their heads to keep from donating to charity? Because if I understood it, you know, if you dump, it was either donate to charity or dump the water on their heads. And it seems like a bunch of people just wanted to take an ice bath to keep from giving to folks. And ALS, you know, it affects a very small segment of society. And I said, well, I want to give something out to the folks, you know, something that affects a larger portion of society. Now, with this being October, this is Breast Cancer Month. All right, so I want to announce, you know, we here, you know, myself, Dr. Corbeau, and I, we're real big on giving back to the community. So I have this, you know, we're talking about love. I have a pink love oil. Pink is, ironically, the color of breast cancer. This is Breast Cancer Month. All right, so we're going to put it up on the page, you know, for everyone that buys, you know, a vial of you know, my pink love oil, you know, a portion of the proceeds are going to go, you know, to breast cancer research, because we need to stomp this out, all right? And I know you're saying, well, he said it's just going to be a portion. Well, look, it's going to be the big portion. I'm not going to make a profit off this thing, and I'm not going to pull a Kardashian on it where, you know, you send 10% of it and throw it at a charity. No. You know, anything outside of packaging and cost is going to this charity. And this affects all women of any creed and color. You know, it affects men too. And at the end of the month, we're going to take that money, put it all into a big check, and we're going to donate it to breast cancer research. So, you know, keep watch on our page. Feel free to like us. And you will see at the end of the month how much we can raise to stamp out something that's affecting so many of us out here. You know, no ice buckets, you know, needed, none required. You know, you just go there, purchase the oil. You'll get some good working oil, and you'll do a good deed in the process. And Lazarus has an announcement, too, and we are down to 4 minutes, my brother.
I'm doing readings for the breast cancer research. I'm giving half of all the readings for this month to the same chick. So hopefully we'll have a considerable amount to give because, you know, I got some students that had breast cancer, some friends, some of my wife's family, so it's kind of close to home. So half of all the readings I'm giving there and the other half is just for the phone bill.
There you go.
So I really ain't making nothing either.
All right, so that's it, folks. You know, we definitely got to be giving back, you know, and that's one thing, you know, we are really, really passionate about down here. You know, we come on here, we have a good time, we laugh. Hopefully y'all learn something from us. But, you know, we also want to give back to the community because it's not, you know, we see too much of that. People come into these traditions and all they want to do is better themselves. Well, you know, one thing Lazarus and I were talking about, you know, what do a lot of these folks do to help the community? So this is one way you can help us to help others. All right? So you can start sending links and pictures on the page, and you will also find Amora's information, who just made a smashing
She's really excited
about the interest.
She
is excited about
it. I love giving back. I'm just here to help other people. So that's my thing. I'm here to help people. I'm not here to make a profit. I feel like I need to come up with something. Y'all didn't give me that. I feel like I want to come up with something. I have to touch bases with y'all later. I'll come up with something, guys. I swear. And I'll put my email on it and all that stuff. Because I want to give back too. Because I am totally about charitable stuff. So that is like my thing all the time. So love it. I'm sorry I had to mute, guys. My bad.
No worries. Look, y'all, we are out of time. This was an awesome show. We didn't get to touch on everything, so we're going to have to roll that into the next broadcast. Everybody who's listening, feel free. Please follow us on Blog Talk Radio. I think it's blogtalkradio.com/PapaLouConjure. Follow us. You'll get our alerts because you never know when we'll be broadcast. You know, we're liable to just come on at any time. All right, and we're all three night owls, so you never know when we're going to pop up, all right? So that was our show. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we will definitely see you next time. All right, thanks for coming.
you the jungle.